USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A top Iranian official paid an unannounced visit to the G7 summit and headed straight to the buildings where the leaders of the world's major democracies have been debating how to handle the country's nuclear ambitions. France's surprise invitation of Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif was a high-stakes gamble for the French president, who's the host of the Group of Seven gathering. Zarif's plane touched down a few hours later at the airport, which had been closed since Friday to all flights unrelated to the delegations. A French senior official said Zarif went directly into a meeting with French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian. Asked whether the White House was aware of Zarif's visit, the French officials say, "We operate under our own terms," but noted that Macron and U.S. President Donald Trump met for 2 hours and discussed Iran at length. Zarif had been scheduled to go to Asia to seek support for Iran amid the American campaign since Trump withdrew the U.S. from Tehran's 2015 nuclear deal. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and there's more than 400,000 people now know when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A judge appointed a special prosecutor to look into why the Chicago State's Attorney's Office abruptly dropped the case against Jesse Smollett, leaving open the possibility the former Empire actor could yet face more charges in what police say was a phony attack on himself that he staged to get attention. Smollett, who is black and gay, maintains he was the target of racist and homophobic attacks in January. But if the special prosecutor, former U.S. Attorney Dan Webb, determines the charges shouldn't have been dropped, he could recommend they be reinstated or new charges be brought. The Chosen One says, never mind. President Donald Trump raised some eyebrows earlier in the week when he glanced toward the heavens and referred to himself as the Chosen One to take on China. He took the comment back yesterday. When a reporter asked Trump what he had meant, the president looked annoyed. He said, "You know exactly what I meant. It was sarcasm. I was joking, and everybody was smiling and laughing. And a question like that is just fake news." The president spoke as he was departing the White House for his trip to the Group of Seven summit in France. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Rock singer Eddie Money says he now has stage 4 esophageal cancer. The singer, known for such hits as Two Tickets to Paradise and Take Me Home Tonight, says his fate is now in God's hands. Money's comments appear in a video released from his Access television reality series called Real Money. The full episode airs on September 12th. In the video, Money said he discovered he had cancer after what he thought was a routine checkup. He's had numerous health problems recently, including heart valve surgery earlier this year and pneumonia after the procedure, leading to the cancellation of his summer tour. 36 women will vie for the crown of Ms. America in Long Beach, California over the weekend, but Ms. Nevada will not be there. Katie Williams, a 29-year-old Las Vegas woman, claims she's the victim of censorship and being unfairly targeted over her support for President Donald Trump.
Coordinators emailing me saying that I'm, quote, too political to be in the pageant. I asked what was the actual content that they didn't like, and they would never give me an answer, and now I don't get to compete.
But pageant organizers insist it's Williams' failure to separate political activism from her pageant persona that cost her the sash. Williams is a fitness instructor and was deployed by the Army National Guard to Afghanistan in 2008-2009. A statement from the pageant group said, "Katie Williams is distorting all the facts. All the pageant asks of Ms. Williams in writing is to keep separate social media accounts." In a Facebook statement, Williams said other contestants have voiced political views and were not punished the same way she was. This is USA Radio News.